Good morning. We're Masechet Eruvin Daf Kaf Dalet. It's quite a long, complicated daf. Just a very short introduction. Very important to define a karpaf. You know, we've seen the word karpaf come up a lot all the time. We spoke about an introduction to the Masechet. And then I even mentioned, I think, introduction to this perek, because this perek is quite significant to karpaf. So I want to just take half a second and just paraphrase over here what's written in the introduction of the Archgal Gemara to the karpaf. It's like I said, basically a karpaf is an area which is, could have a mechitza walled in, not attached to the house, which was not used for a living. It was a karpaf she'ena mukaf ledira. That's the definition of a karpaf. Karpaf she'ena mukaf ledira. When you built the walls around it, a mechitza wasn't for living purposes. It was used as a storeroom or as a farm. Or it wasn't like your backyard of your house. Okay? And there, chachamim made a gzeira. That if it's a mukaf, ainu mukaf ledira, right? Then if it's more than Beit Satayim, 5,000 square amas, it's asur to do tiltul there, it's got the din of a karmelit. And the reason is because you get confused with the Beit, whether it's Sharabim, it's a big area, etc. If it's less than a Beit Satayim, under 5,000 square amas, no problem. But as soon as it's ainu mukaf ledira, and it's more than 5,000 amas, it's a gzeira, you can't use it, okay? So a karmelit we saw there that Rashi mentioned and spoke about, I think, on the run of the first up in this perek. Like, so if you're storing your wood there, or if you're using it for any other storage purposes, or even a garden, like a vegetable garden where you're planting, whatever. So now, we also saw yesterday, we quoted Rabbi Shimon, which we had seen at Rabbi Shimon in Masechet Shabbos already before. Rabbi Shimon was of the opinion that all these areas together, right, we saw there, Shimon said, that gagot roofs and chatzerot and yards and karpafiot, all one reshut as far as things that were in that reshut, right? So Rabbi Shimon says it's all the same thing. If something was shovet, Erev Shabbos was in a garden and the karpaf is joined to the garden and there's a roof, etc., it's all, you can carry it in that whole area, it's not a problem. We'll see in a moment that even he agrees it's only up to Beit Satayim. That's what we got up to yesterday. So yesterday we said, right, we said that, we had this story over here, right, that if you had a karpaf, which was hukaf ledira, so originally it started out being hukaf ledira, so it was mutar to do tiltul in it. And then you went and you planted, remember, the majority of it. And we said once you planted the majority of it, you can no longer use it, right? That was this picture that we saw over here, Nizra Rubo. There's the house. There's the karpaf, walled in, and here you plant it, you only left a little bit over here, right? That was the one example, right? So we said as soon as you were Nizra Rubo, you could no longer, the whole thing became butter. As we said there, karpaf, shugotei betza time, Nizra Rubo, rehuk, ginevasu. Now, taru, if you planted trees on that, so it was mutar. And then we said over there, the Rav Huna said over there, and we're speaking specifically about it, but more than Beit Satayim, if it was a Beit Satayim, it would be okay. And who was that? Like, it was like Rabbi Shimon, because Rabbi Shimon said that all these things are okay as long as they're Beit Satayim. That was what we got up to yesterday. Now, we're still on the subject here of this karpaf that was hukaf, right? It's bigger than Beit Satayim. Nizra Rubo. Remember that, eh? We planted the majority of it, so now most of this karpaf is no longer available for domestic use. Now, the Gemara asks Akashia, Rabbi Shimon Nami. Why are you saying it's Rabbi Shimon? Right, Rabbi Shimon Nami. Kevan de Nizra Rubo. Since the majority of it now was planted, Havehu, look at this, Havehahu Mi'uta, the minority part of the Karpaf, the part that you could still use. If you look in this picture over here, right? In other words, this section over here is now the minority. What does he say? Batele Gabe Ruba. It's Batel. We've got a karpaf now that the vast majority of the karpaf is no longer usable for diur. Therefore, we ignore the fact. You can't tell me Rabbi Shimon will say, okay, because karpaf and gagot and gaginot are all one area, etc., etc., etc. He says, now even he would agree that it's batel agabe ruba. And therefore becomes habale karpaf, you'll tell me Beit Satayim vasul. Because now we just look at this big Beit Satayim, it's no longer a mukaf le diur. Because as soon as you plant all those saplings in there, you've now made it into a wheat field. It's no longer diur. You know, you've got a little strip over there that is diur. No, we ignore that. And we now look at the karpaf as a whole. So this carpet is no longer a carpet to you. Look at Rashi over here. Bata legabe rube v'habe kiru nizra kulo. Therefore, as far as we're concerned, it's all nizra. If it's all nizra, it's a karpav shelo mukaf ledir. Karpav shelo mukaf ledir. You're telling me by tzad time. Asur, Rabbi Shimon would say that. Why are you telling me Rabbi Shimon? V'asur. So it's a good kasha the girl was asking, right? We seem to say yesterday, no, Rabbi Shimon's okay. Because Rabbi Shimon says karpav, chatzir, gina, gagot, they're all the same thing. And therefore, even though we've got a nizra here, we've still got a bit of a karpav, and therefore it's a kosher karpav. As soon as you do that, the whole karpav's battle. Says, okay, the Gemara accepts that cannot be. When we learned yesterday, karpav shu yotrebet time shukav ledira nizrubot, that can't be the understanding of the sugya. Therefore, the Gemara now changes around what we wanted to say yesterday. What's like this? Elei itmar hach itmar.
Why are they saying that? Is it because it's a working area? If it's the majority.
Karpav is a gzeira of Chazal. Chachamim said a karpav, this big area that's not attached to a house. If it's not mukaf ledir, if you didn't put a wall around it to use it to live in like your back garden, or your backyard, or your front yard, it's got a din of a karmelit. And you can only do tiltu in it for more than, you can't do more than dadad amot tiltu. So now,
it is enclosed.
But it has to be enclosed ledir for domestic purposes. Once you convert it into a ginna, into a field, it's no longer diur.
Right.
So when we were nizra, we changed the status. We wanted to say yesterday, we changed the status. We've now still got a part of a karpaf, which is less than Beit Sartain. The Gemara says, no, you haven't got a less than, you can't divide it into two karpafiot. You've now got one big karpav, and the majority of that karpav is nizra. Therefore, the whole karpav is considered nizra because the small part that was left over is batel with regard to the big part.
If you had an eruv round the whole thing, not round the karpav in a town, and this was part of the...
I'll answer you. When we were building the eruv here in Tel Mond, in the old days, right? Not now. This whole area of 105, which is being built now, you know, this whole eastern area over here, the Eruv, there was a part, the Eruv went straight. I don't know if you remember, a long time ago, there was like one open area that sort of like jutted out into the middle of all the buildings. In fact, Steve knew it's Hosias, that area there, right? The Scotsman, right? So that area over there, when I went to Rav Tzadok, he said there's a problem putting an Eruv around that behind the back of Rehov HaDekel, because there's an area there, Beit Sartaim, in the middle. So a Beit Sartaim puzzles the Eruv. That's the problem. A lot of problems with Eruvim are like that. But if in that area, it becomes very complicated. It's not Pashut law. But I think it's out of our scope. But I understand the question. What you're saying is that the Eruv basically mean no longer we worry about the Karpaf, because it's absorbed in the Eruv. I think on the contrary, the Karpaf can actually puzzle the Eruv. If it's out of Mechitza, definitely. With a Mechitza, I'm not 100% sure. But Chazal have given a more than Beit Sartaim instead of a Karmelit. And therefore, you have a Karmelit inside your Eruv. So I'm not sure. I agree with you because now we don't really have that whole concept because now Eruv goes around the whole town and it's Pashut that somewhere in the town is going to be a Karpaf, right? That's your question. And therefore, I hold Eruv should be battle. I agree with you. Okay. So now, Siddakas. Ela itmar hachi itmar. Ha mi uta shari. So that's what we wanted to say there. When we said there yesterday, Nizra Rubo, we don't say Rehu Kachatzeru Mutar. We say Ha Mi'ut Shari. Not the whole carpet is now okay, just the Mi'ut is Mutar. And on that, Amar Rav Huna b'Rav Yeshua, Lo Amar. And now Rav Huna b'Rav Yeshua explains, what does it mean when we said that only the Mi'ut, the small amount, the unseeded part, is Mutar? And the law have a Beit Sartaim. That's so long as this whole karpaf, right? The law Beit Sartaim. Aval Beit Sartaim asur. Look at Rashi there. Vahave le karpaf yudav Beit Sartaim. Avagav de hukaf le dira. Chashuv kelo hukaf le dira. Tahave kulo gina. Ubegin lo mahane hukaf le dira. Right? So he says over here, I'm just sort of a little bit confused over here, but I think I'm understanding it. It says that this area that is Nizra, that's what we're speaking about. He says, so long as I'm going to break the law, I'm going to edit the law, have a Beit Sartaim, the area that's Nizra. So even if the Karpaf was more than Beit Sartaim, right? and it was hukaf ledir, would be okay. Now, if nizra rubo, we're going to say that the small part is mutar. When will the small, the unseeded part be mutar? If the amount of area that was nizra, that was seeded, is less than a beit satay. Okay, you got that? The area that's seeded, in other words, this in this diagram over here, this picture over here, this area over here that's got plants in it has to be less than beit satay. See, so the karpap was bigger than beit satay because it was mukaf ledir, was mutar. Once you seed, so long as the part that you seeded was less than beit satay, would allow you to use the rest of the karpap. That's what he says. About Beit Satayim, Asluga Rashi, the first narrow lines. About Beit Satayim, Nikra Karpav Shlo Hukaf Ladira. If it's Beit Satayim, it's considered Karpav Shlo Hukaf Ladira. Fa'af Agav, the Ilu Have Ba'anpe Navshek, Beit Satayim. If it was on its own, a standalone, this Karpav, and it was a Beit Satayim, which was Nisra, and you had cut out that area and it was its own Karpav, that's what you want to say. Yeah, Ilu Have Ba'anpe Navshek, about itself, Lo Mit Asar. It wouldn't also the other part next to it. In other words, if there was a wall, we're saying over here is, I think you're saying like this, if there was a wall down the over here, and this area was more than Beit Satayim, and that wasn't, and there was a wall over here, this wouldn't usher that. Even though there's a door in between them, right? Look what Rashi says here. I think if you don't have it, I'm up enough, shake a Beit Satayim, lo mitasar, hacha de nifrat lechatzer. V'chatzeh nifritzeh lo, but now at the moment it's all open, right? So it's parroted into a chatzeh. Chatzeh went lo, kaimelan, the asu letaltel v'karfer lechatzeh. Now you can't carry from one to the other, right? The havei rishut anifritzeh lemakom ha'asula, v'osarin arishuyot zo lazo, v'ein metaltin lo bezeh v'lo bezeh. So what's happening over here is because this is considered parut. This is a karpaf on its own. That's a gina, that's a chatzeh, let's say. The chatzer is completely parut into the karpaf. The parut into the karpaf. You can't carry into each other. And because you can't carry each other, you can't carry inside of it either. So this becomes asur. This is more than Beit Satayim. So we've got a lot of things coming to play here. Right? That's what he says. And who's this like? Everyone says, come on. Rabbanan? Not like Rabbi Shimon. This is Rabbanan or Cholek Rabbi Shimon. That's how this is not all the same reshut. A gina and a karpaf and a gag and a chatzer are not all the same reshut. Look at Rashi, Karabanan. The pliga that Rabbi Shimon perikol gagot, v'amre kol chad v'chad reshut la'atzmo. Each definition of chazal is its own reshut. V'af agav deleke diurin bahu delishu adade, ain metaltim. He said, even though there's no diurin, right? Even the separate, each one becomes asher one to the other, and you can't use it completely, asher it all together. So we've got two ways so far of understanding this idea of the karpath. If it's nizra, the one opinion was Nizra, the other half is usable. Now the Gemara says, no. When do we say that this part is usable? Only if the part that was seeded is less than a Beit Satayim. Once it's more than a Beit Satayim, it completely battles the other side. And it's if it's a Chatzer and a Ginnah, parrots one to the other, and they also each other completely. You can't do any tilt to there, or one, or between each other. For Rabbi Yermi, sorry?
Actually, our scroll touches on what Steve asked, what you were talking about. Since as a practical matter, this issue poses a problem for making an area around a town or rural area in which there are large gardens or cultivated fields or even unusable lots.
Right.
These areas would constitute forbidden karpafs, and they would in turn prohibit the rest of the soil.
The whole eruv, correct.
Area, but there is no fence separating them from the adjoining areas within the eruv.
That's why I said the problem would be with a fence. I said Steve's question, if there was a mechitza around it, I'm not sure how it would work. But it seems from what you're saying that a mechitza would make it good. So in other words, the way to solve the problem would be to put a mechitza around the karpaf. Here, and when we had the situation in Tel Mond, so there wasn't a mechitza on the karpaf, and Rav Tzadok made us cut the eruv in to circumvent, so the eruv went like this, and came out and went back again because of that karpaf. Shkoch. Okay.
Like if you had a cemetery in the middle of the town, you'd have to coordinate off.
A cemetery, is that not mukaf ledir? I don't know. No, I'm joking. Right, it was for deal that people live there. They live there for very long. Okay, let's move on. All right. So now, Rabbi Yemi Badifta bin Matla, so you're right. Our mechitza in Tel Mond doesn't include the cemetery. It cuts out the cemetery. It cuts out the other ground of the cemetery. So Gemara says, come on, Rabbi Yirmi B'difti Matni Lekula. Rabbi Yirmi B'difti, he's got a different version on this. He goes Lekula and he's like this, Hai Mi'uta Nizra Shari. If the, he reads the whole sugya here as a sugya that's being on the phrase of Lekula, look, Rashi Avia says, what is Lekula? Da'afilu ha'amiyut Beit Sa'atayi. Even if a little bit of the field is a Beit Sa'atayim, the Mikre Karpav, Kevan de Bampe Nafshay Shari, since on the other hand it's O would be okay, Hashtanami Shari, Velo Asher, they also one another. Dilo Yah Mechitza Benin, because if there was a war between them, Have a Shari Letil Tule Mizel Zer Rabbi Shimon, he held like Rabbi Shimon. There's a war between them, we ought to go from the Karpav into the Chatzer. Vahashtan Nifritzun is there, now that they're in a wall, then they're opening to each other, Lo Nifritzun Shuta Asulat, not a Shuta Asul, because when there was, if there had been a wall there, you would have been able to go into the Karpath because it's less than Beit Satan. So therefore, now that there's no wall there, it's not parut to a reshut that's asula. It's not parut to a forbidden reshut. Therefore, they don't. It says, "Afilu yoteri Beit Satan nase kamlit v'afilu Rishiva mode de'emetalt in michatz etzia." Ever, if it was more than a Beit Satan, Rabbi Shimon would agree. So he says, even Rabbi Shimon agrees that this whole thing speaking about less than Beit Satan, it was more than Beit Satan, would be asul altogether. And the Gemara says, "Yeah, we're talking about asul. Who's that? Come on, Rabbi Shimon." So we have three ways of learning it. The one is like Rabbi Shimon. That it's what that if it's Nizra, you're talking about Satan, the other half is okay. The one is like Rabbanan that say if it's Nizra and it's talking about Satan, the whole thing is Asur. And then the opinion like Rabbi Yirmiyah who says we're speaking about less than Beit Satan, and Rabbi Shimon Yahu says it's okay. And even if the walls are down, you can still carry one to the other, and we're talking about an area less than Beit Satan. Okay. Now the Gemara carried on, it's like this is back in our Mishnah. Nataru bo, harehu kachatzer umutar. Natar was you put trees in. And then we said trees don't make it Asur because trees aren't. Planting, you would walk around, and we saw in the Mishnah there, people do plant trees in their gardens to have shade, etc. Then what's the interesting thing? Amar Abiyuda, Amar Abiyuda, V'hu Shasun Itztabliot. He says, that's provided that you do Itztabliot. Look at Rashi, what's Itztabliot? He says here, not in Shurot, V'na'edisra, we make plant them in rows. Very symmetrical, and it's nice to walk underneath and shade. The Gemara says, Rabbi Nachman says, no, I've been shaded since Itztabliot. So now we're going to make the Gemara like it's Mar Yehuda Iklal Barav Huna Bar Yehuda. So Rav Huna arrived at Barav Huna's place, and Rashi points out there the why Barav Huna. There they had this area over here, which was a karpaf, right? And he says the Yoteri Beit Satan was very big. V'ukafle Dira was walled off for Dira purposes. V'nita Acharecher, and then afterwards it was planted. They planted the trees there. Chazan v'heded lo avidei Yisrael, so that they didn't plant them like in rows. People were walking around, very comfortably carrying. Don't you hold like Avimi? We said over there that Amar Huda Amar Avimi, who shasuns only if it's done. So we said, Amar Lei, no, Anak Rav Nachman Svirlei. I hold like Rav Nachman. We don't need to have them planted in rows. Now the Gemara brings the story of Rav Nachman. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Shmuel. Karpaf, you're telling me about Tzatayim. Shelohu Kafle Dira Kaitzlo. Say, how do we matter it? How do we find a solution? So we've got this Karpaf, more than Beit Tzatayim. It wasn't Mukaf Ladira, so it's all the instances which make it Asu. That is the classic Karpat that Chazal said is Asu. It's bigger than Beit Satay, more than 5,000 Amas, and it hasn't got a house there, and it was closed in under for a storage area or for a machsan of some kind whatsoever. How, the Gemara says, a Keitzad Hu Oseh. So Keitzad Hu Oseh means, how do we find a way to make this kosher? How do we machshir the sherit? See, the Gemara says, remember that it's also important of, yeah, it's similar din, I think the way to remember it, I'm not sure it's exactly the same, but the way to remember it, I think, is with a sukkah, right? You can't put a sukkah under schach. You got to build a sukkah and then put the schach on it, right? You got to first build the sukkah and then put the schach on. You can't go and build walls under schach and that becomes your sukkah. If you do, you got to lift up the schach and shake it a bit, whatever the case, you always got to have the schach coming in afterwards. Same idea over here. You can't build a karpaf She ain't a mukaf ledira, and then build a house there. And so, now it's a dira. Because the walls were already around when it wasn't a dira. So the karpaf was mukaf she ain't a dir, and now you've got to break the walls down and rebuild the walls. They have to break all the walls down. You've got to break down more than 10 amas of wall. Because remember that a mechitza that's got a hole bigger than 10 amas isn't a mechitza, right? So once you've broken the wall more than 10 amas wide, and you fix that up again, even you leave 10 umbers, now you've built the wall again after the house is there. That's what we're going to discuss over here now. The Gemara says, Keitzad Hu Oseh. It says, Poretz bo pirza yoter mi eser. Break a wall here, more than 10. And basically, I've said, you know what Rashi said over there? Right? The godro umamido al eser umutar. And then build a wall. And even if you leave a hole there, which is up to 10, it's mutar because 10 is a common size of a door. So now on that, the Gemara asks a question. So now, Ibayile. Paratz ama v'gider ama, u paratz ama v'gidra. Do we have to break this wall down more than 10 amas wide all in one shot? Or can we break an amma, fix it, break an amma, fix it, break an amma, fix it, and do 10 of those or 11 of those or 12 of those? And in the sum total, the composite amount of times we broke this wall, we've broken 12 ammas, even though we didn't do it in one shot. Maybe the wall, if you break it for too long, would fall apart. I don't know. Right? Look at Rashi there. Parat sama etzel stima v'gidra v'od peret sama etzel stima v'ama v'chad v'gidra l'lo parit as to do one 10 shot v'lo gidir eset amot ele ma'at haya parot v'gidra miyad. Okay. So that's the Gemara's question. Can we do that? So this is what Gemara asked in the Beit Midrash. So Amalei, whoever's answering, says, Lav hainu ditnan. Isn't so really learnt in the Mishnah? Now we've seen this in this Masechta. We saw it in Shabbos a couple of times. We've seen this a lot. Kol kli balebatim shiuran kerimonim. What do I mean by that? Balebatim, as a rule, people are chasal al kelav. Rather, don't throw things away. People, and we're talking about time when everything was worth a lot of money. Not like today, we just make chad pami stuff. Everything, there was nothing chad pami. So if you've got this wooden kli, like a big bowl, and it's got a hole in it, so like we saw, if it's got a small hole, so you won't use it to keep your flour in it, you'll keep your olives in it. It's got a hole that's big, too big for an olive, so you'll start using it for something else. Until we get to the size of the rimonim, that pomegranates can't be there any longer. Once the hole is so big for pomegranates, we say then the kli is ois kli. And that was specifically in the din of tumah. All of you remember that, right? Everybody remembers it. It says, Kol kli balabatim shri kerimonim, ubayi chizkia, chizkia asta kasha, nikev kemotzi zayid. If you had a hole there that the zayid could come out, you made a hole in it. There was a kli that was tamei now. You wanted to tahir it, right? So the way to fix it, to break it. So you made a hole for zayit, the satmo, then you closed it. Another hole of zayit. And we saw that if you make lots of little holes and you fix it up one at a time, a little hole fixed, little hole fixed. But in the end, the composite amount of holes that you made would have been big enough for a rimon, for a pomegranate. What's the din? Mahu. And on that, I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said to Chizkiah, Rabbi, Shanitelanu, didn't you teach us the din? Sandal, he quotes the Mishnah, yeah. Shenifsaka achat meoznav. We've seen this as well. We learned all of this Gemara together. This Gemara was also in the Masechet Shabbos, and I think even here as well. Right, it says, a sandal, shenifsaka achat meoznav, one of its straps. V'tikten, you fix the strap. Now, we're talking, as we've seen a second, Rashi mentions it a little bit down the line there. We're talking here about a zav. Okay, we'll see just now. If you look in the Rashi over here, Tahor mina midras, right? And we're speaking, yes, midras, panim chashot. Here it says a zav. Look at the Rashi there, panim chashot. Ein azanim alalu mimenu umishe nitkanu lo darsan azav. What's going on? We're talking about a sandal of a shoe that the Zav was wearing, the sandal, right? And remember, Tomat Midras is anything that's made for leaning on or standing on or lying on or sitting on, like a chair or a bed or sheets or blankets or a mattress or shoes, anything like that. Even if the Zav doesn't touch it, the fact that he puts his pressure on it in the way it was meant to be done, so he stands on the shoe even through a sock. So he doesn't actually touch the shoe becomes Tumat Midras. And Tumat Midras is Avatuma. Remember that? Avatuma. It's Betame Adam and Kalim. Remember that Adam, Avatuma ke Betame Kalim, right? So Avatuma, Tame, Tame. So now the shoe becomes Tuma. The shoe is now is a Kli Tame. So what happens over here? He says over here, we're trying to see this whole story. So he says, if the one sandal strap broke and he fixed it, it's still Tamei Midras. Nothing's happened. It retained the status of the shoe and it's Tamei Midras. Nifsekash Niyavati, if the second one was broken, he fixed it. Tahor Mina Midras. About Tamei Maga Midras. Still become Tamei Maga. It retained its original Tuma of Tumat Maga. But it isn't Tumat Midras. It's no longer Tumat Midras because now the two steps are broken. It's a different shoe. V'amar Talan, Rabbi Yochanan says to him, Mai Shna Rishona Dahai Kaima. Shnia nami ha kaima rishona. He said, why is it different? When I broke the first one, you told me that it was retained of Tumat Midras. Why? Because there was still the second strap. But I fixed the first strap. Now when the second strap breaks, why is it suddenly no longer Tumat Midras? It's still got the first strap. V'hamartala, you said on that, panim chadashot baulakan. This is a new shoe. you're right, when I fixed the first strap, this original second strap was still there. But the new strap came in, and now the original first strap is gone. So the new strap, the second strap is the new strap. There are now two new straps. This is a different kli. This is not the same shoe that the Zav stood on. He stood on that old shoe that had the two old straps. This is already a shoe with two new straps. It's not the same shoe. When the first strap broke, it still had the second old strap. So we could recognize that was the original shoe. Now it's two new straps. It's a new shoe, panim chadashot. And therefore it was tahor. So he says, isn't that the same thing over here? Says Rabbi Yochanan. Right? Panim chadashot. Hachanami, panim chadashot. Ba'ol ha'kal. It should be the same thing. And look how excited Chizkia got. Kari alei leitan din bar inish. This guy's not a human being. Rashi has the lashon over here. Leit din bar nash. Ela malach. He's an angel. Or Ikad Ami. They say, kagon din bar nash. Adam gadol. Chizkia was excited. Rabbi Yochanan sorted the story out. So basically, we see over here that the story of the Rimon, right, would work. Now, this was all on the back of the idea of that if you break down the wall, the Karpaf becomes a new Karpaf, right? The same idea. And the question was, could you break it in pieces? And it seems like the answer would be, yes, you can break it in pieces, because even though you didn't break only one big shot, you've now got 10 or more amas of the wall that are new parts of the wall. They're not the same wall that were there before, and now it's Mukaf Ladiyun. Okay, clear? Everybody happy? All right, let's go. Amar Rav Kahana, Rechava Shachre Abatna. What about a big yard behind your houses? So he says there it's a Carmelit, but ain metaltlin bo ele bedal amot. You ain't limited to dal amot. So Amar Rav Nachman, im patach lo petach, mutal taltel bekulo. He says, if you opened up a petach, look here, this is Rechava me'achorei habayit. The understanding over here is, look at Rashi over here. Rechava shachre abatim, ve'ein petach habayit patuach la. And it hasn't got a, there's no door from your house, because you can't get into it. So it's definitely not mukaf ledir for residential purposes. Otherwise, you'd have a wall. Otherwise, you have a door. Right? Ve'ein petach habayit patuach la, havia mukefet shel ledira. It's not ledira. Ve'i yoter mibayit satayim. If it's bigger than bayit satayim, haya. Ein metaltlin ba ele ba'aba mukaf. So basically, it's a karpaf she'ena mukaf ledir. Clear, right? Everybody happy with that? Right. Ve'im patach lo petach. Say, if you open the door from the house, right? If you open the door from the house, right? Then he says, mutar metaltel bekulo. Why? Petach matiro. Because the door suddenly is matirit. So now we've got a little bit of a problem, I think, right? I'm not sure what I'm going to say now, but I think we said it wasn't mukaf ledir. Wasn't mukaf ledir, and we said, how do you make something that wasn't mukaf ledir, mutar ledir? You break down the wall more than 10 amas, and then you build the wall back, and you can leave a petach of 10 amas. Yeah, you just put a petach in. So, velo amran elashe patach ulevasof hukaf. You see that? Aval hukaf ulevasof hukaf lo. And that's only if, after you'd made the door there, you then went and made the mechitza. Because if the mechitza was there before you made the door, like we just saw previously, it wouldn't work. Because you've got to break the wall down, and you always got to have hukaf the deal, not hukaf lo deal, and then you build deal. Remember, keep in mind the reference, sukkah, you have to have the schach after the walls, not the walls before the schach. Okay. So Gemara says, patach ulebasov hukaf, pshita! What's your chidush? It's pashu. We just spent the last 25 minutes discussing that. Gemara says, Lord Shikha, no, it's necessary to tell us this. Why? Because the itbei beidari. If we're talking about, because there might have been in that mechitza there, in the karpaf, a beidari. Look at Rashi. What's a beidari? So the very last line of Rashi, a goren. Right? What's a goren? A goren is like a big storehouse for the, is there a picture over here? No. Like a big storehouse over there for your wheat or whatever, right? So mahudatay, what would we have thought? Right? Mahudatay, look at Rashi Aviyah, mahudatayma, adate de beidari patche, velav adate lehakif sham rechava. He says, no, we might have thought that you opened the door, why? Just so that you can go to your gorim to get your wheat and your grain, etc. Right? Not l'shem deal. And therefore, the Gemara had to particularly tell you that if you made a petach there, l'shem goren, that doesn't enable you to carry inside there on Shabbos. You have to first break down and then build the wall again. Right? So, ma'ar tamer, Rat adati the baydari of the kamash belan. In other words, like this karpaf shebeit sataim shehukaf ledira. Now we got a karpaf shebeit sataim shehukaf ledira. Now it was in the outset made for your house. Venit male mai, and now it got flooded. Now the question is, now what? Now do we say it's like a carmelit? Remember, like a yam and a river and all those are carmeliot. It's full of flood. It's bigger than Beit Satayim. Remember, it's bigger than Beit Satayim. So, Savur Rabbanan lemeimar kezraim damu v'asir. It's the same as if you planted the Zraim. It's no longer good for diur and therefore become asur. That's what Chami wanted to say. Amar lehu Rava. Now, it's a bit of a change. The Mishra Shastri says, Amar lehu Rav Ava avued de Rava berei de Rav Misharshia. Right? So, he says, right? So Rabbanan said that it's like Zraim, it's Asur. He said to them, Hachyam Rina Mishmeh to Rabbah, we know no Rabbah, Mayim cannot im damu v'shari. He says, Mayim is not like Zraim, it's like Netaim, like trees. And it's Shari. Right? So why are you saying it's Asur? It's not Asur, it's like trees, and trees are okay. So Amar HaMeimar. So HaMeimar said, for who the Chazir Netashmishta? Avalo Chazir Netashmishta lo. He says that water there, look, Rashi says there, Bahu, and this is provided that water is suitable for use. Look at Rashi, the Shtia. There's no concept. It's an unbelievable idea, this. There's no concept of Diur greater than being able to drink the water. Well, that's the ideal. You've got this whole courtyard, you've got basically like a reservoir of fresh, pure, sweet drinking water. That's Diur. What could be greater than that? That is the epitome of Diur. A bit difficult, to be honest with you, to understand. But so Amrav Ashi, the Chazin Tashmish Tanami Lo Amran. Now Rav Ashi even limits this even more. He says, even when we said the Chazin Tashmish, that you're able to use it or drink along the water, that we didn't say unless Ela She'ein Ba'omko Yotermi Beit Sa'atayim. But if Yesh Ba'omko Yotermi Beit Sa'atayim, Asur. So he says over here, he says, right, that. Look at Rashi for a second. The omko, yeah, the depth is not 5,000 amas, but I think he's saying that the area of the depth over on a surface area of 5,000 amas is 10 tvachim deep. Look at Rashi over here a second. It says, Yoter abeit she'ein ba'omko, yoter abeit satan. Klomar, she'ein omko shomayim, nifshat berochav yoter abeit satan. Rashi says that the water hasn't spread for an area of more than 2 beit satayim. Says, then what do we need? We need to be 10 tvachim. So 80 centimeters of water, it's quite a flood. That's not quite a serious flood. 80 or 60 centimeters of water, let's say, 60 to 80 centimeters of water, quite a flood, over 5,000 square amas. So 5,000 square amas is still, let's say, 50 meters by 25 meters. It's still, what's 50 by 25? How much is that in meters? 50, but it's still about 2,500 square meters, eh? It's like 2.5 dunam of water under flood of about 80 centimeters, still quite big. Shabbos, etc. And the Gemara says, v'lav miltehi, that's not correct. And that's not correct. Doche completely. He says, why? He says, "Midi dahavi akaria de piri," because it's like mountains of fruit. Look at Rashi, "Karia de piri, keri shel perot gavo asara." If you got a mound of fruit that's ten tvachim high, verochav kerochav beit kur, and that doesn't mean how big it is. It can be as big as a beit kur, which is much bigger than a beit satayim. Lo batla torat dira misham. It's still considered dira. Food is dira. And water, drinking water, is like fruit. And right, so that's basically, therefore, he says it makes not true that. Amemra said what he said. It's not correct. No matter how big it is, if the water is good water, it is still very good. Okay, now, we're going to rush now through this. We're bringing the scenario over here. While we're trying to get all complicated types of scenarios. Ahura Chava, there's this courtyard, this backyard, this Rachava, this big walled of area. The Havai Befum Nahara. Rashi says that Fum Nahara is the name of a place. The Chad Gisa Vepatiach Lamata. On one side it's open. Rashi says, Mata here, Lamavoi Shebair Shekarach. It's open to a Mavoi. The Chad Gisa Vepatiach Lashvil Shekarach. It's open into a grape vineyard. And that vineyard, the grapes, the path in the grape vineyard Have a salik legudahar opens up in the river. Now, we're very fortunate. We've got a very nice picture over here. Right, so if you look at your picture in this book, it's 142, right, on page 48. Look at the picture very quickly. Let's just run through the picture and see. We've got a rechava, right? That's your rechava over here. And there's a mavoi on the one side. It says mavoi mefulash. All those houses are open to the chatzot, into the mavoi mefulash. The mavoi mefulash runs into this rechava. On the other side of the rechava, there's another shvil kramim. This is vineyards on both sides over here. And it goes through to a river. Now remember, this is a Carmelite, right? The river's a Carmelite. Now we're assuming that the river, the river depth here is 10 tvachim. So this is a kosher mechitza. Remember, that's very important. This river bank is a kosher mechitza. Okay? And we've got this rechava over here, and the shvil kramim, and in fact, right, in the picture it actually says, guda asarat tvachim. The bank of the river is 10 tvachim deep. Right, look, you see that? Right, the gula there is 10 tvachim, and therefore that would be a good mechitza. Now let's see what happens. Ah, see here in the article, got a similar picture as well. Okay, not a bad picture either. Right, so now let's see what goes on over here. So the Gemara says like this: Ahi rechava, remember we got this rechava. Rashi says over here, Ahi rechava, and Rashi points out that your ter mi beit satayim hava, number one, velo ukafa ledira. So, what do we know about a karpaf? Shelo hu kaf ledira, and it's your teri beit satayim. What do we know? No? Come on, somebody. Asu. Exactly. Asu the taltel. Right? So that's for starters. The chad gisa le patiach le mata. On the one side, it's open into a mavoi. So we've got a mavoi that's mefulash into a carmelite. Okay? Mefulash into a carmelite. So how do we need to matir the mavoi mefulash into a carmelite? Not worth the rabbi. We'd have to have a tzurata petach on the one side, and a lechi or a korah on the other side. Correct? Right? Everybody with me on that? Right. The chad gisa ave patiach le shvil shel kramim. The other one went into a shvil shel kramim. Look at Rashi over here. Shvil shel kramim diurin hayubo, and there were diurin. Look in the pictures. You'll see in the shvil kramim their houses. There people live there. So in other words, the kramim is diurin. Okay, people live there. The shvil shel kramim, and this path of the kramim that goes from the karmelit, from the rechava, from this karpaf of ours, have a salik legudah d'nahara, ends up in the end of the river, goes to the river. Okay. So Amar Abaya hechi navid. So Abaya says, now what do we do over here, right? What does he mean when he says hechi navid, right? Well, what do you think that Abaya's question over here is? Right, he wants to know, if you ask me, Abaya, how can I get from there to there? I want to go through the Mavoi, through the Rechava, through the Shul Kramim, and get to there. I think that's the question, right? How do I make this whole situation over here kosher? We've got a Rechava, more than Beit Satayim, Lohu Kafle Diu. We've got a Carmelite, as we've got a Mavoi, Mefulash into a Carmelite. We've got from the Carmelite, we've got a Shvil Kramim where there is Diur there into a river. Another Carmelite. Okay. So it says, Keitzad, Hechi Navid. Look at Rashi Avia. Hechi Navid. Lahatir et kulam. How do I matir it all? Shayu rotzin miachshav lishtamesh bahem ben ha'ir. The town folk want to use this place. V'liotah mukefet ledira. Make the whole thing mukefet ledira. V'shuv lo tehev tabe Carmelite. Now we don't want that Shachavah to be called a Carmelite anymore. Right? And he says particularly, what did we say earlier on? Mukaf ublesof patachlo mahani. If it was originally mukaf and then you opened it, right? And then lo ublesof patachlo, does it help us? Right? The gerer shel avanim hayta rechava zu mukefet v'kasher lehem lifrotz pirtzai tumas. It says there was a wall up here, says Rashi. It was a very difficult wall here, which they weren't able to break open more than 10. Ulegadru ladiru adatad nishtamshu b'nei mavoi. V'shvil mehashta v'lihave kapetach. Ulevasof ukaf kereshmua. So now, basically, a lot of complication in this whole story. What do we do? So it says like this. Now, Rava starts. It's quite amazing this, because this is an example of a gadol. You come to a guy with your problems. And his problem is to find a halachic way to make it mutar. And now we've got a lot of complexity here. And now Abaya wants to now come to the townsfolk and make their lives easy and find a way to make this whole complexity over here mutar. So he starts now trying to work out solutions. He said like this: Liavig le mechitza agud nahara. If I would just go over here, right? Look in the picture here and build a mechitza here. Because what could you say? You'd say, look, I put a mechitza over here. Then this shvil over here has got three walls. It becomes yushta yachid, right? It's got a mechitza. That already starts helping me over here. And then we can go further on. He says, there's a problem. Why have we got a problem? He says, "Lavid mechitza good nahara can't be because ain osim mechitza gav mechitza. We've already got a mechitza. Remember, we said that this over here was 10 tvachim high, the wall of the river. So it's a mechitza. So now building a mechitza, but mechitza does nothing to you. What does it mean? Building mechitza, but a kosher mechitza, you can make it mechitza once it's 10 tvachim high, 100 tvachim high does nothing. It's a kosher mechitza. So that isn't the way to go. He says that's not the way to go. Maybe le'avi tzura petach apume de shvil shel kramim. So he says, maybe we'll put a tzura petach over here. Look here, from the rechava into the shvil shel kramim, we'll put a tzura petach over there. And then we have a tzura petach over here. So we basically got this mavoi, so to speak, that somehow the tzura petach is going to enclose this. I'm not sure what he wants to do with the tzura petach. But again, he says it won't work either. Why? He says, atu gamle shadyan le. Because this area here, it appears, if you look suddenly in our next diagram, the camels who were out feeding came home, right? And now we've got a bunch of camels here again. And now we realize that camels hang around here. And if, where are the camels? Can you see the camels? They're the camels, right? They're the camels. And they want to get over here. So they're going to basically knock down that Tzura Petach because the Tzura Petach isn't as high as the camels. So if the camels are going to bounce them out, there's no purpose in having camels there, right? He says, "Atu gamle shadyan le." Ela amra Abaya, what are you going to do? Abaya says, "Li avid lechi apitche de shvil shel kramim." So we're going to put a lechi over here. Look at that. He says, firstly, if you look at the picture, there's a tzura petach over here, right? In the mavoi, you have to have a tzura petach because it's mefulash. So tzura petach over here and a lechi over here. So now this mavoi is perfect. There's a lechi over here. Once the lechi over here, what happens? He says, "Le'avid lechi apitche deshvil kramim." Look at Rashi over here. "Le'avid lechi," and Rashi, if you look at actually, Rashi adds in over here, "Le'avid lechi." Sorry. No. Lechi hanautz baretz v'ov yom mashu v'ein gemanin or gimur. Now here we can put a lechi there. Why? Because the camels won't knock them down. Very little narrow lechi in the ground up against the wall. The camels knock them down. He says, why would that work? He says, look over here. The migo. This is a migo. Remember we've learned migo before. Migo means mitoch. Right, so we're going to say that because this will work, something else will work. Right, that's how migo works. So it says like this: Liavid lechi apitche de shvil shel kramim de migo de mahani le shvil shel kramim mahani nami le rechava. This is unbelievable what he's saying. He's saying over here that by putting a lechi over here in the shvil shel kramim, right? I put a lechi over here. Suddenly the shvil shel kramim now is good. Why? Because I've got a wall over there, a wall over there. The goda over here, the bank of the river is a mechitza. So I've got three mechitzas. I'll put a lechi over there. I've now made this into a kosher mavoi. So it helps. He said, now because the lechi helps this over here, it also helps the rechava. He said, the rechava now is closed off. Look what he says over here. He says, lechi anautz. The migodim hain le shvil. Look at Rashi. The taltel board, the lo have hashta paruch the karmelit. Now that I've got that lechi there on the shvil isn't no longer paruch, opening up into the karmelit, because there's a lechi over there. Remember, the lechi is like a mechitza. So now, mahani nami le rechava, now helps the karmelit as well. Why? Look at Rashi. Liot la hekef le dira. Suddenly, the rechava now is mukaf le dira, ve yatirena le taltelba. It allows me to carry in the karmelit. V'ubelav migo lo mishtay. If I ever had the migo that helps the shvil, it also helps the rechava. I'm not even sure exactly why. Look at Rashi, yeah? Taha petach shebein rechava le shvil. The opening between the rechava and the shvil lo haya yoter mi ese. It wasn't more than ese. V'chol kame desatim lei ledir elav klumi. Taha kol petach stima ma'aliyatehi v'stim v'statum v'omit. Says, therefore, it doesn't matter how you close it, right? Because it means nothing. even if it's because the ha kopedach stimim bariyat, it's less than 10, so it's fine. And that area of there is less than 10, so we haven't got a problem in terms of the mavoi of the shvil. Right? Says to shokrayim v'hanan l'chava. So now I don't understand how the shvil helps the ruchava. Understand how it helps how the lechi helps the shvil. How does it help the ruchava? So the other one's a kashi. I'm a rabbi. I was got a kashi on Abaya. He says yomru lechi mo'il l'shvil shel kramim da'alma. He says, what are you talking about? You said that the lechi, as a rule, would just normally stam help a shvil of kramim. In other words, you're saying over here, Rav Abaya, your migo seems to be like magic. Because you're going to say it helps the shvil, and it helps the shvil, and it helps the ruchava as well. A rabbi's got a problem, how does it help the shvil to begin with? Look at Rashi. He says, the shvil shall come in the alma. In other cases, not in our case, let's look just in another case, in the shvil of a kramim. The law salik le gurudah, if that never went to a guru of Nahara. Let me just tell us a little bit. Says, why are you telling me here, Abaya, that this lechi helps you? Because you're relying on the good and the on the bank of the river is a kosher mechitza, and therefore you got three walls, now you got a fourth wall. So, but let's say in a normal shvil kram that didn't go, Rashi, the law said the good and hara. It was like a regular mavoy mefulash. Okay, would a lechi be good enough for a mavoy mefulash? Yes or no? Is a lechi good enough for a mavoy mefulash? No, it's not. For a mavoy mefulash, we have to have tzurat ha-petach and a lechi. Remember that? Mavoy mefulash, that was the machloket between who? Rav and Shmuel. I think it was on Dav. I'm taking a real chance here. I think it was on Dav Vav. No.
Zion,
there we are. I knew it was around there. Shkoch, Aaron, thank you. I knew it was around there. On Zion, Amud Aleph, we had the Yatra's going to be around. I'm a Rav, you're a Rav. Makavah says, Pati, Pati, Abal Sati, we go back and back. Where is it? He says there.
Yativ Rav Yosef.
I'm reading it here, yeah, Uplatia, right? He said, Petach Mikalech, he said like this, Tzurata Petach Mikam, Velechi Mikor Mikan, and he said, that was the Machlok, Behilo Bet Shammai, in Rav and Shmuel, and we said there that Rav said that you have to have Tzurata Petach and a Lechi. And that's what we need. So he says over here, Rav says to him, surely it wasn't the good of the Nahar on the other side, right? Would a Lechi help us? Oh, he said, no, of course not. The law said it's good. I have a lechi before us. The yomu she'ain tzrich tikkun ele berosho echad ki hai. Would you say that? I said no, of course not. El Am Rava said, Rava says, how would we do it? We do it like this. Avina lei lechi lepitche demata. Put a lechi on the side of the mavoi. So if you look at the right, put a lechi on the side of the mavoi. That's what he says. Right, the migo de mani lei lechi lemata ma'inam lirechava. He says that's how you would do it. You have a tzura petach, like look over here, tzura petach on the one side of the mavoi, a lechi over the other side of the mavoi, and now that mavoi becomes a good mavoi, and now because that mavoi is a good mavoi, this becomes good as well. Right, that's what he wants to say over here. Right, hay lechi lemata mihalibari hilchach metal tiltule bemata gufa shari. Now you can carry in the mavoi itself. Til tul berechava gufa shari, right? And you can carry in the rechava as well, right? But mi matata lerechava, mi rechava lematata, pligi bar Rav Acha Rav Avinah. But with regard to carrying from each to the other, is a machloket. We'll see that tomorrow.